Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. For those of you that do not know me, I am Steve Wadley. I am the senior pastor here at Christian Family Fellowship. This is the first time that I have ever done a video recording for our church. But then these are unprecedented times that we are living in. Let me first reassure you that our God is still in control. He is seated on his throne in heaven, and he is working forth his perfect will in regards to his creation. Let me assure you that our Lord upholds his universe by the word of his power, just as Hebrews 1:3 tells us. We who have trusted in him need not fear, for we know who holds the universe in his divine power. As you know, the governor of our state has given a shelter-in-place order for all the residents of California. This is being done to slow the spread of the coronavirus and to help protect those who are most vulnerable to its effects. This is a lawful order given to us by the authorities, and any violation is considered to be a misdemeanor and is punishable by a citation and a fine. How are we as Christians to respond? We are to obey the leaders that God has placed over us, and we are to submit to them. Therefore, our church, Christian Family Fellowship, has canceled all gatherings and meetings until this order is lifted. And we are encouraging all of our members to comply with this lawful order out of obedience to Christ and out of love for our neighbors. I am sad that we will not be able to assemble together during this time, and we will miss the gathered assembly of the saints. We can still individually spend time in prayer, in God's word, in worship, and in reaching out to others by phone, by text, and by email. I will be available at the church office during our normal office hours, Monday through Friday, for prayer, for counseling, and for access to our food pantry. Please let us know if you have any needs that we can help with. We also want to encourage you to set aside some time on the Lord's Day to worship in your home. We are not set up for live streaming, but several of our sister churches are, and we welcome you and encourage you to watch their services. We also have over 200 past sermons available to you on our webpage, on sermon audio, or on most other podcast player apps. We would encourage you to listen to any sermons that you have missed or to any that you thought were particularly good and impactful upon you. God's holy word does not get old, and we pray that these messages will continue to impact many. We also encourage you to take time to pray for our church and for all the true churches that are being impacted by this unprecedented situation. We covet your prayers. God's word tells us that the prayers of the righteous are effective. So pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends and your neighbors. And please also pray for our church and for all of Christ's true churches. We also want to encourage you to find a way to continue to financially support our church. Canceling our Sunday worship services doesn't mean that you can't continue to give your tithes and offerings to support the work of Christ Church. While the usual activities at the church will be affected, we still need to keep the lights on and the bills paid as we continue to meet the spiritual and material needs of our church family. I want to encourage you to give faithfully as you have each week. You can give to Christian Family Fellowship electronically on our webpage. You can also mail in your offerings or drop them off at the church. Even with the unsettled financial picture, it remains vital to continue to offer our first and our best joyfully to God and to trust in His provisions for us. In addition, we know that many of our members may be financially impacted by the shelter-in-place orders. So we also need to be mindful of our responsibility to help our brothers and sisters who have needs. So prayerfully consider what you might be able to do in helping others. Your pastors, your elders and deacons will keep in touch with you, all of you, to encourage you and assess any needs that you may have. We will also keep you updated as to the prayer needs of our church family. We encourage you to use the time that we are apart to press into God and to use the means of grace that we have been given to grow in grace and knowledge and to be further conformed to the image of Christ our Lord. May God bless us as we trust in Him during this time. One of the ways that we can have peace in the midst of this storm is by keeping our minds focused on God. To help us in doing that, I would like to share a brief teaching from one of my favorite Psalms. The Psalms are a great comfort to us in times of trouble, and for me, particularly, Psalms 46. This is the Psalm that inspired Martin Luther to write his great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Let me read this psalm to you and briefly explain why it is so precious to us. Let me read to you Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's go back to verse 1 and look a little closer at what David is saying to us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's look at these words that David uses. God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Redeemer, God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, and who is everywhere present. In Him we live and move and have our being. He is not only present with us, but He dwells within all of us who have trusted in His Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. God is our refuge and strength. The personal pronoun used by David to make this personal, our. God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my present help in time of trouble. God is our refuge. God holds us in the palms of His hands. He is our shelter in a time of storm. He is our protector. He is our sustainer. Nothing can touch His beloved child unless He allows it to, for His glory and for our good. God is not only our refuge, He is our strength. Now is the time for each one of us to draw near to God, perhaps nearer than we've ever been, and to draw our strength from Him. He is the source of our strength, our hope, our joy, our salvation. He will draw near to us as we draw near to Him. And God is our very present help in trouble. God will never leave or forsake His chosen children. All of us who have trusted in Christ for our salvation and been indwelt by His Holy Spirit. God then is ever present with us, and He will help us in our time of trouble, in our time of need. We can trust Him with our life, with our family, and with our church. Therefore, verse 2, we will not fear. We will not fear what may happen to us because we know we can trust in God's love for us and His promises to us. The prophet Isaiah shares with us his solution for perfect peace in the midst of trouble. The prophet tells us this: "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Isaiah 26:3. Let us trust in our Lord. Let us trust in His love for us and in His promises to us, even as we are living in this time of trouble upon the earth. Let us keep our mind stayed on Him and enjoy His peace, a peace that passes all human understanding. Let me close by reading again verses 7 and 11, which both say exactly the same thing. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It is this great promise that inspired Martin Luther to pen his great hymn, starting with these familiar words that bring us so much comfort. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. What a great promise is contained in this verse. What a great promise is contained in this hymn. God will never fail us. We can trust in Him. He is our hope. He is our strong tower. He is our mighty fortress. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank You for this opportunity for us to be reminded that You are on Your throne in heaven. And You are God alone. You are almighty, all-powerful, all-wise, all-knowing. And Father God, thank You that we can trust in You no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. For we know that You are sovereign. You are in control. And we know that You love us, for You've demonstrated Your great love for us by sending Your Son to give His life for us. If You have given us Your Son, and Your Son has given us His life, we know that You will withhold no good thing from us, Your children. So, Father God, help us to keep our mind stayed on You, and help us to experience Your perfect peace, even in the midst of these circumstances. And for this, we will give You all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you.